you might have noticed that what I am trying to explain to you, and the one of the points I'm trying to make today, is that by asking good questions, by introducing yourself in concise and the word I wanted to use, concise and custom way, by reaching the people that you want to reach, by asking them really good questions, by overcoming their objections, you should really have an idea now for who is a suspect and who's a prospect, as we like to say in sales. And what I want you to do, because you are very busy, what I want you to do is spend more time with the people who could potentially do business with you, and more quickly ascertain who really can't do business with you, and put them into another file, so to speak. So you're increasing the amount of time that you're spending with those who really can do business with you, and you're decreasing the amount of time that you can spend with those who really aren't in your wheelhouse. Now, for what I understood from a lot of you when I interviewed you over the phone, is once you get to this point, you then send out a proposal. If you've determined that this is someone who could potentially do business with you, you get them a proposal. And what I am suggesting is that you insert one more step into that process. Before you send them a proposal, send them a needs summary. And all that does is encapsulate what you've talked about with them. It summarizes concisely what it is the two of you have said. And that should be done only with those people that you think are pretty serious about doing business with you. And this is what Stephen Schiffman says about the summary process. This is what Linda Richardson says. And in her very last sentence, she says, don't introduce anything new. And that's a really good point, something I want to underscore, is when you summarize the contents of your conversation, don't put anything new in it. Don't put anything in it that the two of you haven't discussed. Doesn't mean you can't introduce a new topic. Just don't include it in the summary. Because when someone gets a summary and they see something that they've never seen before, they think to themselves, what is this? And it can throw the conversation off you really detract from some of the goodwill you've built up to this point. So you want to send them a needs assessment. You want to summarize the conversation. And there's an example of a needs summary. It does not have to be complicated. It does not have to be long. Why send a needs summary before you send the proposal? Why do that? Yeah, just one more way of finding out that you understood what they had to say. You're busy, they're busy. This is relatively easy to do and will actually save you time. Not increase your workload. This will save you time, and it will help you make sure that you're talking to the right person about the right event at the right time. Anybody else have any thoughts on that? Why send out a needs summary? Who doesn't forget to add something? You know, who doesn't do that? And when you say to someone, I'm going to send you a needs summary, I'm going to recapture what we talked about, what are you saying to them? What are you saying? I think we're getting close. I'm investing more time in you. You're spending more time with me. We're getting closer to maybe doing a deal here together. And you really summarize everything. Often when I meet with clients, they can really be all over the map with what they want me to do in terms of the sales force. And when I send them a summary back, they will say to me, I don't say to them, wow, you are all over the map. I just send them the summary. And then they say to me, wow, I was really all over the map. And I'll say, yeah, wow, you really were. And then we talk about what it is they really want. And they always thank me. They always say, I really appreciate you doing that. It showed me how disorganized I am. It showed me how crazy my thought process is. It made me realize what I actually want. And it makes then, for me, doing a proposal for them much easier. But I don't ever have to say anything negative to them. I just show them all the wild thoughts they have, and they kind of come to their own conclusion. So you should have exercise 10. And what I did was put down some facts, some outstanding questions, some potential objections. And what I'd like you to do is put together a need summary based on what I've given you here. And you can take some creative license. You can think about what you might do. But put together a need summary.